Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a very terrible story for you.
It's true. Have you ever had something terrible happen? Because this story has got something terrible in it. At least that's what it says. It says, "The terrible thing that happened at our house." And this story is by Marge Blaine, and the pictures are by John C. Wallner, and it is read today by Mommy. And...
is everybody with one face called Mommy?
Is everybody with one face called Mommy? No.
Everybody that has as many faces as I do is called the dodecahedron.
Oh my goodness, you guys, I have got the dodecahedron with me today. And in case you don't know what that word means, it means...
a dodecahedron is something with multiple faces.
12 faces.
Correct.
Correct. So that means that he has 12 faces, like a 12-sided die. Fascinating. So this is a character from a book called The Phantom Tollbooth.
How come you don't know about a dodecahedron?
Not many people do walk around with dodecahedrons these days. It's not commonly seen. But I'm very glad you are here. Are you ready, sir, for your story? I'll read one page to each of your 12 faces. Deal?
This is very optional.
This is what?
Very optional.
Very optional? Yeah. Well, story times usually are. Do you want to participate? Yes? All right, let's do it.
My mother used to be a real mother. In the mornings, when my brother and I left for school, she'd kiss us and wave goodbye. "Have a nice day, darling. Be good, honey," she'd say as we went out the door. When we came home for lunch, we'd have toasted cheese sandwiches or tuna on a bun, and then chocolate pudding or a cupcake for dessert with sprinkles. And after school, she'd listen to us tell about who got punched in the stomach or what happened to Abby on the stairs or how the teacher yelled when I dropped my box of colored markers all over the floor. And then she'd pour us a glass of milk and give us a snack.
Wow. That's a lot.
My mother used to do that.
Your mother used to do that? Amazing.
Afterwards, we'd go outside or have friends come play at our house. My mother always had time to read to us and help us make things and take us to the park. But then something terrible happened to change all of that,
says the little girl who's been talking to us this whole time, and we've been able to see her mom, right? And she has a brother, too, it looks like.
My mother went back to being a science teacher. She said it was important work. I always thought taking care of us was pretty important. But she said we could do a lot more for ourselves than we did. That's when everything began to be different. In the mornings, we had to rush around making our own beds and clearing the table because my mother was busy getting ready to leave too. And we even had to find our own underwear and socks.
Well, now that's something, isn't it? But you can find your own underwear and your own socks, right? So that's not very difficult.
We had to eat lunch in school because there was no one home at lunchtime anymore. I hate eating lunch in school. The lunchroom smells like fish or frankfurters.
Do you know what frankfurters are? It's a sausage. But it does look really gross in this lunchroom, doesn't it? Somebody has released a frog.
This is punctuous.
Mm-hmm.
And all that yelling gave me a headache. After school, instead of listening to us the way she used to, my mother would say,
"I need a few minutes to clear my head, kids. I've had a really tough day."
And once, when I told her how the teacher kept me in at recess because I sharpened my pencil 3 times during math, she said,
"You must have been annoying her, dear."
Instead of being on my side.
Uh-oh. That's a tough one.
My father used to be a real father, too. He'd come home from work and say,
"Hi, everybody, what's for dinner?"
And then he'd listen to my brother and me talk about... And then he'd listen to my brother and me talk while he washed up and changed. And he told us things about his office or what happened on the way to work. And when we finished eating dinner, he'd clear the table while my brother and I did our homework or watched TV. And later, maybe he'd have time for a game. My father used to read us stories every night before we went to bed. And on Saturdays, he always took us to the garage with him and we'd watch while he got gas for the car or had the oil changed or the spark plugs cleaned. But that's all different now. My father began coming home with packages from the supermarket.
"I'll get dinner tonight,"
he'd say. And then he'd tell us that we were having frozen salmon croquettes. Or meatballs and wine sauce. I hate salmon croquettes and meatballs and wine sauce. They smell like what we have for lunch in school.
Ugh. Oh, doesn't look very appetizing either in the picture, does it? Mm-mm. No.
My brother and I had to clear the table after dinner while my father did the dishes with my mother. Sometimes he did them all by himself while she marked tests or planned tomorrow's lesson in the living room. And half of the time he didn't read us stories because he was too busy helping to fold laundry. I tried reading to my brother, but he picked up boring books and asked dumb questions. My mother had the car serviced at a place near her school, so we never got to go to the gas station with my father anymore. My parents said we were all much happier now. And then one night at dinner, when my brother kept talking and no one was really listening to him or even heard me, when I asked for some more milk, I got mad. I got so mad, I started yelling. No! No one cares anymore in this house. No one listens. No one helps you. Not even when you... Oh, wait. I'm sorry. No one cares. No one listens. No one...
How does this work? No one cares anymore in this house. No one listens. No one helps you. No one even... Oh.
No one even passes the milk when you need it.
Ooh.
No one even passes the milk when you need it. Everyone stopped talking and looked at me. My mother said,
"Oh, you poor thing,"
and came and put her arms around me. And my father said,
"What's bothering you, sweetheart?"
And my brother passed me the milk. I told them how I couldn't stand all this rushing around every morning and how I hated eating lunch in school and how no one had time to hear what happened to me during the day and how I was sick and tired of missing stories and talks and games and everything. And my parents really listened this time. And then they said,
"Let's see what we can do."
They decided that if we all got up a little bit earlier, and my father left for work a little bit later, we could get out in the morning without so much rushing. My mother asked Louisa, who lives next door, if we could eat lunch at home with her kids. And she said,
"Sure,
except on Fridays when she goes to get her allergy shots." And Alan, our babysitter, began to come for an hour after school. And now my mother has a little time to herself for clearing her head and reading the mail or doing the wash. Some afternoons we help to dust or just pick up. And then she feels more like making things with us or walking to the park. My brother and I said we could fold the laundry so my father would have time to read us a story. The socks don't always come out right, but we're getting better. We take turns choosing what to have for supper. Sometimes I go to the supermarket with my father, and my mother is teaching my brother and me how to make hamburgers, the plain kind. And after we clean up in the kitchen, get our work done, most nights there's still time to play a game or talk together. And things aren't so terrible at our house anymore. I guess they're a real mother and father after all.
Sometimes it feels like parents are very busy, doesn't it? Sometimes it feels like maybe they're too busy to sit and read a story with you every day. But I can promise you this, they wish they could. And you have to have patience with them just like they have to have patience with you. And if you all have patience with each other, then things will turn out all right. Don't you think?
That story was preposterous.
Preposterous?
Preposterous.
I agree. And it is also the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.